Joe Biden bribery allegations were flagged to DOJ in 2018. By Wendell Hussebo on May 8, 2023. Bribery allegations were brought to the Justice Department by a whistleblower in 2018 against President Joe Biden. But the allegations were ignored, a former federal prosecutor revealed Sunday. The 2018 whistleblower is a separate case from Wednesday's allegations made public by House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer. RKY, who subpoenaed the FBI for records based on a whistleblower's claims alleging a criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden. The second allegation of bribery against Joe Biden involves Hunter Biden's board membership in Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company, the New York Post reported. Bud Cummins, a former federal prosecutor, first reported the bribery allegations to then-New York U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman on October 4, 2018. In an email claiming he had evidence that Joe Biden had exercised influence to protect his son's Ukrainian employer in exchange for payments to Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Joe Biden. In the email obtained by John Solomon's Just the News, Cummins said that Ukraine's then Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko wanted to travel to the United States to meet Berman and could produce two John Doe witnesses to corroborate his claims about the Bidens. Despite Cummins' claims, Berman did not respond. I can't really imagine a legitimate reason for the DOJ not to follow up on an offer like that. I felt like it was stonewalled, Cummins told Just the News on Sunday. It doesn't make much sense to investigate the guy who brings you the allegation rather than the allegation. According to Cummins, Berman failed to respond and instead obtained data from his iPhone via a grand jury subpoena to Apple in what appeared to feel like retaliation. Cummins said it was perverse that you report an allegation of a pretty serious crime and they don't investigate it, but they were investigating you. Congressional investigators are creating a timeline to show that federal law enforcement agencies were given information from 2016 to 2020 that raises concerns about the Biden family business, Just the News reported. One of those red flags became public Wednesday when Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, claimed a document exists alleging details of an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions between now President Biden and a foreign national. Breitbart News reported that elements of a potential bribery scheme involving Joe Biden and his family members' overseas business interests have been evident for years. Such evidence could support the impeachment of Joe Biden, according to Breitbart News's Joel Polak. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.